the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the part where Imam Ali عليه السلام says, ظلمت نفسي, I have wronged myself. وتجرأت بجهلي, I have been audacious in my ignorance. وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي, I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me and your favor toward me. We mentioned the different instances of the wrongdoings we have had. We also talked about the different audacities in the servants' lives, and we sufficiently discussed the different instances of the mercies the Almighty Allah has had upon us, and yet we've been ignorant of. And this confessing to sins is the key to salvation. This is what Imam Baqir alayhi salam says about, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَنْجُو مِنَ الذَّنْبِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِهِ. If you want to be delivered from your sins, if you want to get away from the consequences of your sins, confession is the key. And this confession to the blessings of the Almighty Allah will have the result of the blessings being increased, and confessing to our sins will cause the Almighty Allah to forgive them. Numerous instances have been narrated by our infallible imams about the effects of confession. In the previous program, we talked about the confession of a young sinner who at the end was saved from the hellfire. In this program, however, let us have a look at another case of regretful sinner's end in our narrations. Abdul Wahid ibn Zayd, who is known from among the corrupted wrongdoers, once passed the preaching circle of Yusuf ibn Hussein. It seems that at the moment he was passing the preaching, Yusuf was saying at the moment, "The compassionate Allah has invited the sinners toward himself out of mercy, and he has invited the sinners as if he needs them." Ibn Zayd, hearing this statement, did something interesting. He took off his clothes, he ran to the cemetery.
I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
On the first night, Yusuf ibn Hussein dreamed of a herald calling on behalf of the Almighty Allah, go find the sinful young man. Find him and give him the tidings of our forgiveness. Yusuf began looking for the young man until he found him in the cemetery on the third day. The young man had his head on the ground and was weeping. He was beseeching Allah. When he saw Yusuf beside himself, he said, "You have been sent 3 days ago, but you only came today." By saying this sentence, Ibn Zayd passed away. In fact, this is the kind of Lord we are having. سَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ I have depended on your constant remembrance of me and your favor toward me. Him being our Lord, Him being the forgiver of our sins, and Him being the concealer of our wicked acts, and Him being the only transformer of all of our wicked acts into good deeds, means that He is the only one who has the position to be worshipped, and He is the one who has had His eyes on us, whose remembrance we are dependent upon from the beginning, and yet we have been ignorant of Him. That's why Imam alayhi salam says, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَتَجَرَّأْتُ بِجَهْلِي I have wronged myself, I have been audacious in my ignorance, وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي I have depended on your constant remembrance of me, وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ and your favor toward me. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us that this confession is the beginning of salvation. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let
cause I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you.